Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Ruttman. Three Wichita police officers are off the hook for shooting and killing a man in 2021.
Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett ruled Thursday that officers were justified when they shot and killed Jess Jackson. Bennett said the evidence showed Jackson was threatening to kill himself during a domestic violence incident inside his own home. Jackson was holding a pistol when the officers encountered him in a bedroom. Multiple officers opened fire, killing the man.
Federal health officials say ice cream sold in Kansas is being recalled over allergy worries. Yarnell Operations LLC of Arkansas is voluntarily recalling containers of Yarnell's guilt-free, no-sugar-added, homemade vanilla ice cream. The recall is because of the possibility that the ice cream may contain undeclared egg. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Let's be honest. We all know the reasons why it's important to quit smoking or vaping, but sometimes it's hard to take the first step. That's where we come in. The Kansas Tobacco Quitline provides free one-on-one coaching for Kansans who are ready to quit smoking or vaping. Our trained coaches will create an individualized plan to help you quit tobacco and fight cravings. Visit ksquit.org or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
Your local Tractor Supply is now hiring. If you love helping your friends and neighbors, then we'd love to meet you. Our team members enjoy benefits like competitive pay, monthly bonuses, flexible hours, health care for full and part-time team members, tuition reimbursement, a 15% store discount, and much more. Find out why we're a great place to work at TractorSupply.careers or by visiting our local store, 1401 State Street, Phillipsburg, Kansas.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Thursday, Governor Kelly announced the release of the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, Initial Proposal Volume 2. And as part of the planning process, the public is invited to submit their comments on the planning document. Together with the BEAD 5-year action plan, Volumes 1 and 2 will help identify areas of need for high-speed internet build-out across the state and outline requirements for applicants to access grant funding. Volume 2 outlines defined objectives for broadband infrastructure projects, transparent sub-grantee selection process, and the active participation of eligible entities, all aimed at providing affordable broadband service options to residents. The BEAD program, established by the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act of 2021, has allocated more than $451 million to Kansas for the development of broadband networks. And the Kansas Office of Broadband Development remains committed to its mission of closing the digital divide and looks forward to continued collaboration with stakeholders to bring high-speed broadband connectivity to all communities across the state. The deadline to submit public comments on Volume 2 is November 12, 2023, and to learn more about the Broadband Equity Access and Development Plan or to submit comments on Volume 2, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/Office of Broadband Development. On Thursday afternoon, Russell County Sheriff Fred Whitman said in a news release that the body of a man reported to have fallen out of a boat on Sunday afternoon at the west end of Wilson Lake has been recovered. Search crews recovered the body of 58-year-old Michael Wayne Larson of Salina on Thursday morning, and the multi-day recovery effort included the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Russell County EMS and Fire Departments, the Russell City Fire Department, and volunteer divers. Game wardens from the Wildlife and Parks Department will be completing a fatality boat accident investigation, and no other information will be released at this time. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that the 2024 rates for individual and small group health insurance plans have been finalized and are published on the federalhealthcare.gov website. Kansans shopping for health insurance coverage through the exchange can preview the rates at ratereview.healthcare.gov, and Schmidt said open enrollment officially begins November 1st. She said Kansans who get their health insurance through the exchange should use this preview period to plan ahead before open enrollment begins. And rates and plans change yearly, so it doesn't hurt to see what's available to make sure you're getting the best plan for you. Depending on the county that they reside in, Kansans will have the option of plans provided by 8 different insurance carriers. And the open enrollment period for Kansans will be from November 1st until January 15th. Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by December 15th, and health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For more information on shopping for health insurance, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
Northern Valley Junior High football coach Jim Cole reported that on Thursday, October 12th, the Northern Valley Junior High football team played their last game of the season in Ransom, beating the Western Plains Healy Bobcats 50-0. Griffin McKinney again led the Huskies on offense, rushing for 252 yards and 5 touchdowns. And Cash Compton, Zane Brown, and Ty Miller each ran for 1 touchdown. Compton and Brown led the defense, each with 8 tackles. Malachi Hitt and Lucas Hansen collected 4 tackles each. And Griffin McKinney broke the Northern Valley School record for most rushing yards in a season with 1,564 yards. The record was held by Chris Skimper in 1988. The Huskies ended their season with a 4-3 record, and Coach Cole gave congratulations to the team on a winning season. Lacey Hansen, Northern Valley High School's head volleyball coach, reported that the Lady Huskies hosted the Stockton Tigers and Logan Paco Trojans on Tuesday night for their last home and regular season game, with the varsity and junior varsity sweeping the night, winning all games. The varsity started the night off against the Tigers, winning in a hard-fought 3-set match. The Huskies lost the first set 20-25, but came back out with intensity and won the next 2 sets 25-17 and 25-21. The Huskies served 94% as a team, and Audrey Benna led with 38 attacks, 14 of which were kills and 3 blocks. The Lady Huskies ended the night playing the Trojans in a quick 2-set match, winning 25-10 and 25-13. Coach Hansen said their last home game is always a fun night, with it being senior recognition night, and topping that off with 2 solid wins made it that much better. She said the Huskies came out strong and ready to play, and coverage was strong, and they played a mostly offensive game, which is a great way to end regular season and go into the postseason. Coach Emily Lowery commented on the junior varsity game, saying the Northern Valley Junior Varsity girls ended the season with 2 wins added to their record. She said this was a fun year to watch the girls grow in their skill, but also in their competitiveness. Their final 2 games were on their home court, where the girls hustled and showed determination to end their season with 2 wins. She added that they are proud of their effort and their teamwork. The Lady Huskies will compete in the WKLL and WKL League tournament on Thursday for pool play and on Saturday for bracket play at the Colby Event Center. Results for the Norton Blue Jay cross country team at the Lakeside Invitational that was held on October 12th. The girls team results includes Southeast of Saline placing first with 30 points, Salina Sacred Heart placing second with 73 points, and Norton placing third with 105 points. The individual results for the Norton girls: Emma Collins placed second, Savannah Rumbach placed 15th, Ainsley Collins placed 19th, Lorelei Granberry placed 33rd, and Natalie Simmons placed 65th. The boys' team results include Southeast of Saline placing first with 15 points, Beloit St. John's placing second with 82 points, and Norton placing third with 95 points. The individual results for the Norton boys: Aston Katz placed 10th, Derek Clydesdale placed 18th, Tyler Stewart placed 21st, Jace Bailey placed 30th, Brexton Eisenhagen placed 45th, Michael Urban placed 51st, and Eli Miller placed 52nd. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. At Boot Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for non-stop protection and mobility. Thoroughgood checks all the boxes. Their wear-anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thoroughgood at Boot Barn Work.
Iron Insurance Partners of Norton, Kansas is stronger together and offering to insure what matters most to you. Full service insurance with friendly hometown faces. Whether you're looking for agriculture, commercial, homeowners, or auto insurance, they can help. Stop in at 117 North Kansas or call 877-4016. Open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Iron Insurance Partners of Norton, stronger together and offering to insure what matters most to you.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Food price inflation is easing down into so-called normal levels. Gary Crawford has more in this report.
The new Consumer Price Index shows that during September, prices for all items in the economy rose 0.2%, putting the inflation rate 3.7% higher than this time a year ago. However, for food at the grocery store,
we see things are looking a little better on the food side.
USDA economist Megan Schweitzer says that last month, grocery store food prices overall
rose by 0.1% in September, and they were 2.4% higher than a year ago.
And that 2.4% number, that is significant.
2.4% is right in line with what food prices for food at home have changed over the past 20 years.
That's considered a normal rate of food price inflation. Normal. During September, prices actually went down for several food categories: fish and seafood, fats and oils such as butter, fresh vegetables, cereal and bakery products. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The U.N.'s Food and Agricultural Organization's Food Price Index averaged 121.5 points in September, basically unchanged from the value in August. Declines in the price index were for vegetable oils, dairy, and meat, offset increases in the sugar and cereal price indexes. The 121.5 reading was 10% below its corresponding level from a year ago and 24% from the all-time high in March of 2022. The sugar price index took the biggest jump in September, rising 14.5 points from August to an average of 162.7. It's the highest level since November of 2010. The cereal price index rose 1% to 126.3. The vegetable oil price index dropped 5 points in September. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Cool air has arrived over the Central Plains along with gusty wind behind that cold front. It'll feel a lot more like October over the next few days with high temperatures back down to near average, mostly 50s and 60s tomorrow and Sunday. Still fairly mild in the eastern counties for now with mid to upper 60s in the forecast today, but much cooler in the northwest and north central counties. Precipitation chances will be low this weekend as strong high pressure parks over the region. We should have clear skies in our western counties for tomorrow morning's annular solar eclipse, but lingering clouds in the east. On the map, heading into this afternoon, high pressure is centered over the Rockies with our strong low pressure system now off to the northeast and that cold front in central Missouri. Circulation around the low will cause gusty wind for most of Kansas, especially in our western and central counties. As the cooler air moves in, we'll get mid and upper level cloud cover for many areas except for the western counties. The pressure pattern will stabilize a little bit overnight, so the wind should calm down a little bit. Chilly temperatures, overnight lows in the western counties dropping to near or slightly below freezing. Saturday, we get some lingering clouds in the northern and eastern counties, but sunshine for the west. Temperatures staying in the 50s and still a little bit breezy. Winds out of the northwest at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Not as windy on Sunday. We'll have less cloud cover too. Temperatures staying cool. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, our highs will be in the upper 40s and low 50s. With low to mid 30s overnight, low to mid 50s north central tonight, low to mid 40s, upper 50s and low 60s in the northeast counties, and tonight we're in the upper 40s. Southwest, mid to upper 50s with overnight lows in the low 30s. Low to mid 60s south central, tonight we're in the low to mid 40s. Southeast, mid to upper 60s, and tonight, mid to upper 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.